Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight we're having a public meeting to reintroduce the public to our light rail expansion project.
Now, this light rail expansion project, it's scheduled to go north from where it currently is into Amherst more. Can you give kind of a schedule as to what people should expect moving forward this project? It's a public meeting tonight, but where does it go from here?
So tonight, it's a public meeting. We're reintroducing the public to the project as we start the environmental process. We're very fortunate that from the governor we received $5 million to do this review. We're required to complete an environmental impact statement. So to do that, because it's an extensive project that it will take some time, about 2 years, as we look at the potential impacts on traffic, vibration, noise, air quality, water quality, all those things that you take a look at whenever you do an environmental analysis. After that's complete in 2 years, then you go into the engineering phase. And from that into construction, which at this point we're showing would start in 2025.
Okay, so we are still a long way away from it, but why have this expansion? Why is it important?
A number of reasons. In terms of economic impact and the development that would occur along that line, it more than pays for itself. In terms of ridership, and what it does, providing accessibility and travel options. It would more than double our current ridership on our light rail system, which, by the way, is very successful. There was an article that just came out last week from CityLab that actually ranked Buffalo light rail system as an example of a successful light rail project. So it would more than double ridership, and then the environmental impacts. Next to walking, it is the cleanest, greenest form of transportation. It's electric, zero emissions, and as we hear more and more about global warming, I think it's an important consideration for the region and for our community.
There have been state legislators, though, who are concerned with fixing what you guys already have for the NFTA Metro Rail, not just the rail lines themselves, but also the terminals. Mm-hmm. What's the argument for expansion then when the current conditions of them are considered by many to be subpar?
Well, I think that was true a couple of years ago, but we have made investments into the existing system. For example, all the rail cars that we're using today have been rebuilt. They look like brand new cars. Essentially, they are new cars. We've been spending significant capital dollars in terms of replacing our escalators, elevators, upgrading the stations. It is a system that is aging. It does require more investment in terms of keeping it going. But there's efficiencies in upgrading and expanding the existing system that will help improve what we already have.
I kind of broached the topic with you last week when I talked with you about it, but I want to bring up a different thing. The DL&W terminal, there's all this talk about wanting to expand north. What about south just a little bit more?
So we have a project going on where we are expanding south. It's a short extension. Currently, the system ends at the special event station, which is right next to the arena. Starting this summer, we'll start construction where the existing system will extend into the DL&W building, where a new station will be incorporated into that building. And it really positions us for future expansion further south.
Such as a possible downtown Bill Stadium?
Sure, or to the airport, or to other areas as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.